Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Rashard Alexander from RJ Alexander Law, PLLC, helping heal Houston one case at a time. We are a personal injury law firm located here in Houston, Texas, that focuses on car, truck, and Jones Act cases. So the brief topic that we're going to cover in this video, this podcast, is whether or not you should hire an attorney when you're involved with a government vehicle accident or a public transportation vehicle. What are the differences in this type of situation, and why you have to absolutely have to hire an attorney versus the standard fender bender with a car wreck or something of that nature? Well, number one, more than likely you're going to be dealing with more severe damages in a public transportation or a government vehicle wreck. Oftentimes, if you're dealing with some type of postal truck case or a metro bus situation, the damages are going to be severe or more severe than the average car accident, because these cars or vehicles tend to be a lot heavier and moving at a lot more rapid pace than the average car. So you're going to have severe damages. You're going to need the proper medical treatment, and you're going to need someone on your side who truly understands the medicine behind the situation that you're dealing with. I mean, if you just try to handle this yourself, you go to the hospital, they tell you, you know, oh, well, you know, you have a broken bone or whatnot. You know, the doctors may not necessarily always try to assist you with getting better if you don't have insurance or you don't have a proper way to seek medical attention. You go to a personal injury attorney because they can help you find the right people to assist you with getting better and getting as close are close back to 100% as possible. So the damages are always more severe that I've found, at least in the cases that I've worked on in these types of situations. The second thing is that the insurance policies will probably be much higher when you're dealing with a government vehicle or you're dealing with some type of public transportation vehicle. Now, that's not to say that, you know, you should just be this money hungry person that's just trying to get as much money as you can if you're not actually hurt. But oftentimes people may get into car accidents with people who have vehicles and they don't have the proper amount of insurance on it to actually cover the person's injuries and compensate them for the loss of time, the mental anguish, and everything else that they've had to go through. And those types of situations, when you're dealing with a metro bus or some type of government vehicle, they're going to have larger insurance policies. So there should be money available for you to be able to right that wrong there. And you need an attorney on your side to make sure that everything is covered. And then the last thing is that there's usually a shorter time frame to notify authorities when you're dealing with some type of administrative or entity, or you're dealing with some type of governmental service or whatever have you. Here in the city of Houston, for example, if you're involved with if you're involved in an accident with a government vehicle, you usually have about 90 days to actually notify the city of Houston that you were involved in an accident, you were injured, and you are seeking compensation. That's completely removed from the general 2-year statute of limitations that we normally are accustomed to thinking about when we deal with the normal car accident. Obviously, if you're not really following me on that, what I mean is, when you're involved in a usual car accident with just another person, you usually have a 2-year statute of limitations to file a lawsuit and seek compensation in a court of law. When you're dealing with an administrative claim Are you dealing with a governmental vehicle? You have 90 days or 180 days, or sometimes it may be shorter, or sometimes it may be a bit longer. But what often happens is that because you're dealing with a governmental entity, they are attempting to blanket them or shield themselves from liability if at all possible. And because they're a municipality, they have that power to be able to shorten the length of the time that you can bring suit against them. So you always need to hire an attorney, or at least seek out a free consultation with a personal injury attorney if you're ever involved in an automobile accident or anything of that nature. Once again, this is Rashard Alexander from RJ Alexander Law PLLC, helping heal Houston one case at a time. If you need a free consultation, feel free to call me at 832-458-1756. That's 832. Oh man, it cut off on me. Well, that's okay. Yeah, you can call me at 832-458-1756 at any time. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney RJ Alexander, sponsored by RJ Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas.